stand in a circle and sing a song, and when the song indicates, everybody sits down. Like, ashes all fall down. Ring around the rosy, and pockets full of posies, ashes, they all fall down.
Okay, that was that for little kids? Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there anything else to it?
No, that was it.
Okay, that was it. A real exciting game there. let's see. I think I played that too. I know we played Drop the Hatchet. Any other games that you played in a circle?
It isn't really a game, but it was a little song thing they did. They called it, the farmer takes a wife, and the wife takes a child, and the child takes a dog, and the dog takes a... Something all the way down. The farmer and the bell, the farmer and the bell. The farmer takes a wife, and then repeat that verse, and the little kid in the middle will choose a wife, and then the wife will choose a child, and the child will take a nurse or something, and then the nurse will take a dog and a cat and a mouse. And then the cheese, and then everybody leaves, and somehow the cheese stands alone.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
The cheese stands alone. Yeah.
How old
are you? Cheese stands alone. Yeah. I was in her nursery, and I couldn't remember exactly how we did it sometime last month. I go, that's not new.
That's right. And it's always horribly embarrassing. You know, it was neat, but it's also horribly embarrassing to be the cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I've forgotten all about that. Did you ever play one where everybody's sitting down and you sing a little song and you pass? Oh, it's usually a rock. But you sing a song about a dollar?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Any other circle games?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about line games? You know, where everybody holds hands in a line?
What do they call that? Red Rover, Red Rover.
How's that? More than one line or what?
Yeah, there's two lines and they stand parallel to each other, facing each other. Oh, anywhere from 20 feet to maybe 50 yards apart, you know, depending on how much space they have. And the teams will hold hands or double wrists, lock their arms together, and call someone from the other team, usually the old puny looking one.
Yeah.
And
how do they call?
And they go, Red Rover, Red Rover, let Joe come over. So the guy from the other team will start running and get up as much steam as he can and run into these guys' arms, and he'll either knock them down or knock the wind out of himself. And if he could break through, he'd get to choose the strongest person from the other team to take back to his side. And if he couldn't break, then he was stuck on the other team.
I remember that. Hey, what are you doing? What was she doing?
She was going to eat it.
Good. Don't eat the microphone. Okay, were there any other line games?
I don't think so.
No.
Let me think. What about games that you play with a ball or with a can?
Spud.
What's that?
Okay, everybody has to come up near the center of the yard, and the person that's it will throw up the ball and call it a number, and every person has a number. And,
what kind of a ball is it?
It's just a big old playground ball, like a basketball or a volleyball.
Okay.
And, so when he throws up the ball and calls the number, all the other people run out as far as they can. But they have to be ready to come up and catch the ball if it calls his number. So the person will go up there and get the ball, and as soon as he catches it or has to go chase it or whatever he has to do to get it, he says stop or spud or something. And all the people stop, and he has to try to throw the ball at someone that's close to him. And if he hits them, then they're it. And if he can't hit them, then he has to go back up and throw the ball and yell spud or something. I forgot how